And a good morning to you. It's a pleasant day, a beautiful sunny day, going to be a little cool out there and breezy in the afternoon, but a really nice day ahead. 49 degrees currently in center with sunshine. We have on the line with us this morning a special guest. We're honored to have with us Sheriff Nick Weldon of DeKalb County. Sheriff Weldon, thank you for coming on and be with us.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
It's our honor and pleasure to have you with us. And you have something new that you have started in DeKalb County just recently.
Yes, sir. It's been a two-year project. It took 2 years to put it together, and we've just unveiled it, and it's going to be just phenomenal for the citizens of DeKalb County. And what we're looking for is it goes statewide and eventually nationwide. I think it has that potential to do both of those very quickly. And it's going to be a huge asset to first responders, but most importantly to the citizens of our county and eventually maybe this nation. It's going to be very beneficial for people in needs and special needs is why it was designed, that program, to help with mental health issues and what we face every day as first responders. And very proud to roll it out and look forward to seeing where it goes.
All right. Let's tell them the name of this new program. It's called Shining Star. Now, the Shining Star program, I'm going to let you explain it.
Yes, sir. The Shining Star, it came about, I'll give you a quick story, is my daughter's special needs. She can't walk or talk or really communicate with anyone. And we travel a lot to children's hospitals in Huntsville and Birmingham. And one day going down the road about 2 years ago, I told my wife, you know, what happened if we were in an accident and we couldn't let the people know that responded about our daughter? They wouldn't understand what is going on with her or really how to handle her. And we know because we deal with her every day. And it just kind of started clicking from there. And 2 years later, here we are with it. And basically, it's a program with an ID. Anyone, any age qualifies for any type of special need or, you know, mental awareness state. It's an identification card that not only displays their information like you would a driver's license, but also it has capabilities on the back of it, have a barcode on it eventually where you can swipe it. As of right now, it has a point of contacts on it. Say something like that did happen, first responders can get that identification card, and they know the first contact to call, whether it be a grandparent, an uncle, a cousin, whoever you delegate to be one of those responders for it. And what it'll do also, it has many effective ways to protect our people with no special needs and mental awareness. Is if you get a call, whether it be in a medical call, an ambulance, fire, or what have you, before you ever get there, we have a database system going into effect. And once that address comes out, you automatically know you're dealing with a Shining Star recipient, or there's one at that address either way. So it kind of prepares you a little bit more for what you're going to be dealing with as a first responder, and also takes a lot of the anxiety off the person, because a lot of those, you know, people, and I deal with it daily with my daughter, she's very uncomfortable around a lot of people, or maybe flashing lights or, you know, loud noise. So this way you kind of prepare to what you're going into before you ever get there to it. And it's going to play effect in many roles as a first responder. And you know, I always thought that we got to go above and beyond when we're put in positions to make changes and things like this happen. And it's something I'm very excited about. And I see the future of it just amazingly growing our county and our citizens. And if the potential of it, we could go on and on all day, my friend, of how beneficial it's going to be. But at the end of the day, it's going to put our loved ones in better care, better hands, and in situations that they're not used to, or we're not used to.
And of course, there's so many families that are touched by special needs, and that so many family members that have those special needs situations. Now, how can your citizens there in DeKalb County, how can they apply? I know you said it's a free service, but how do they apply for it and get their special needs person into this database?
Yes, sir. We have an application at the sheriff's office. It is basically a two-sided card. It gives information on the program on the front. It requests information of the loved one and the point of contacts, and just the emergency features. And you just basically come and fill that out, then just like you would get a pistol permit or a driver's license, there at our booth, there'll be a picture taken and a card will be printed out for you or for your father, your mother, right there at the sheriff's office. It'll be handled right there. And that's how to start it. And we have some things coming in today, basically some stickers that you can put on your vehicle that identify, just say a traffic stop. If someone's making a traffic stop on that vehicle, they'll automatically become aware of a, could be a shining star or sipping in that vehicle. And currently, Representative Nathaniel Ledbetter has been working with me, and we're pushing a bill through right now for a car tag with a shining star emblem on it. And what that does is the proceeds of that car tag supports this program. And that's one way we figured out how to fund it at no expense to the citizens, and also to help us as far as funding that program. Very simple to apply. If you can't, you know, if you can't come down, and I know in a lot of cases, just as in my daughter, I couldn't bring her down to have a picture made to create this ID. So we have a, we have it set up on the application where you can email a picture, just a picture, and we can take that picture and copy that picture and put it onto that ID. That way you still get the ID and they do not have to come. You just have to come and fill the application out for them.
And it sounds like an exciting program, and it can do so much good, especially not only for the person that will be the receiving the treatment if it's necessary, but also putting those first responders on notice ahead of time will help them just do a much better job for the general public.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about this program. We've been blessed to have some really great things to transpire here in DeKalb County, just along with the sheriff's office. But I guess this one right here, without a doubt, hands down, is the most exciting thing I've been able to be a part of, because I live it day to day. And not only that, but I know the struggles that, you know, families go through with special needs or mental health. And it affects, somewhere down the line, it affects every single family in the way they live a day-to-day life. So if we can create a program like this to make it not only easier for them, but make people aware of it that are not aware of it, that actually have to deal with it. Mental health is something on the rise across this country. And you look, you'll see where you know, law enforcement confronted someone with mental health, and they was not aware that this was going on, and it ended badly. And it devastated both families at the end of the day. So this is just a little something extra to, you know, to make you aware of what you're dealing with and a little help on how to handle it. And if you run across this, automatically, before we even get on the call, we could have our dispatch, you know, make a call to some of these that are put on there as delegates to point of contacts and say, hey, we're en route to this location here, and we're aware that the Shining Star resides there. And just letting you know we're on our way. And we can already have the ball rolling to provide the help we need on both ends. And at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a whole lot better for the outcome of everything in general.
Now, you said a moment ago that you hope this would go statewide and then nationwide. For other law enforcement people out there that are listening this morning, how can their department become involved?
Yes, we are running a prototype on a CAD communication system right now, where all this information, every time a recipient gets one of these identifications, it'll transfer to our CAD system. And what that is just a database, and we can transfer that database to another county. And that's why we're wanting everyone to get on the same page and start the same thing in their county, so they can transfer that information to other counties. And for instance, if someone is in Mobile, Alabama, maybe has a severe case of dementia and the family can't locate them or find them, and they end up in DeKalb County, Alabama, and they're a part of this program, immediately, if made contact with them, we have points of contact to contact the family instead of taking hours and putting families through stressful situations, and as well as first responders. So that's the goal, is once this thing rolled out, is to get a lot of feedback from the public and get other first responders looking into it and want to attach themselves to it, which I think hands down is going to happen. I think from this day forward, you're going to see a lot of interest across this state to the point to where maybe in the near future, everyone is enrolled in this program. And it's just amazing what it will be able to do for our communities, then eventually see it across this nation. And, you know, there's a lot of times you have children, you know, with syndromes that may go out playing in the yard and end up a mile down the road. And we've got all kind of emergency personnel out searching for them and looking for them. This way here, if they was to go beyond the scope of it, we would have a better narrowing down to where they are. Not only do we have an address, but we also have, you know, grandparents' information, uncles' information. So we know what areas to check instead of just running around not knowing what to do for a few hours. We can knock some of those major issues out in just a matter of minutes with phone calls. And that's what I wanted the public to see and other agencies to see, that how effective this can be for situations such as a lost child or someone with a severe medical condition on the side of the road, from a traffic stop to a wreck to a call at a house of an altered mental status. And it has benefits all the way around, and I think you'll eventually see everyone in this state running off this program, and that is the whole entire goal of it. And you know, and I'm motivated kind of person, and when something like this comes about, I'm going to push it as far as I can push it.
Well, I can hear the excitement in your voice as you're talking about it, and rightfully so. I know it's a program that you're really proud of, and not only for your family, but for other families that you can assist that are in a similar situation. And for the law enforcement with the CAD system, so many departments are operating on that CAD system now that they can really tie them together. This will be easy enough to transfer.
Yes, sir. And I seen that coming as the agencies were going to the CAD system, and the capabilities of that system were just phenomenal. And we had just got the funding and in the process of putting the whole CAD system together. And it just came about is that system is capable. You just have to have the right ideas and ways to utilize it. And this is one that, like I said, it took 2 years to figure it out, put it together. But it's going to be well worth itself. And with all the agencies across the state already going to this CAD system, once this goes into motion, I think it'll be very, very easily to transfer it over to other agencies. And, you know, as far as just like Cherokee County, there's a lot of times we'll get calls from people out of Cherokee County, maybe missing or maybe be on the lookout for them, and vice versa, to get out of Cherokee. And now our communication is just basically we get out and we try to find them. You know, you exhaust a lot of man hours and a lot of time, and sometimes you just don't even know where to go. This way here, you can reach out to those family members a lot quicker, and they can tell you someone they may know in Cherokee County or DeKalb County. And we can cut down on a lot of that time and just be a whole lot quicker response to solving the issue at hand. That's how this is. That's why it's called the Shining Star. I mean, this is something that's just going to reach out and glow all across this country. It's being very important to our people.
And it's exciting for us to hear about it. And we were excited just when we received the information about it. But now that we've talked with you about it, learned more about it, how it was developed and all, it's very exciting for the entire community. But anything else about the Shining Star program that we haven't discussed that you want to share with our listeners this morning?
Well, I guess one last thing is, you know, this is nothing to be embarrassed about. I know a lot of people may not want to, you know, it may cross their mind that maybe I don't want to do that, or I'm just going to stay back from it. This is a free program with a huge incentive for the entire family, and we're all in this thing together. We're here to help each other, and that's what it's all about. So don't let anything like that discourage you from, you know, coming and putting in for it. It's basic information that is very vital for law enforcement and medical personnel, and I believe it's going to come down to a point that it's going to be a lifesaver in some situation very soon. And that's what makes it all. If it saves one life, hey, the program absolutely, you know, is just without exception perfect, in my opinion. If one life is saved, it's perfect. But we'll never know until we put it in place. So if you have doubts about it, you know, feel free to call our office. We'll let you know all we can let you know about the program. And it's just, it's bulletproof at this point. And I feel like without a doubt, it's going to remain that way. We can actually run information off the CAD to our aviation unit if someone is missing. It goes hand in hand with our Project Lifesaver. It's just a system that I think is going to just change the way first responders deal with people and people deal with first responders, and it's all positive.
Absolutely. I'm excited for you and for your the citizens of your county, and as it goes forward to affect citizens of the state. And as you said, there's people all across our region that have special needs family members, and we're all affected by it. So we need to be able to give better services to those people, because they're just as deserving as anybody out there for all the services that we can help and take better care of them.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, we're thrilled that you took time to be with us. And, Sheriff, any time that we can be of service over here, all you have to do is call us. Thank you so very much, Sheriff Nick Weldon.